An idea can change hearts. And if an idea is right and it's true, it should change hearts. And if it's not, it shouldn't. But we're being bombarded by people who have the power now to inflict on us ideas that are dangerous to our hearts. And they're doing it to our children. So my advice to all of you, is to turn off your commercial televisions. This is a first and major step in changing the conditions of your households. Turn off your, and this is an act of courage. It's an act of courage. It's the coward that allows others to amuse himself. You see, and I agree wholeheartedly. I once heard somebody say that they'd never been bored in their life. And it always troubled them when they heard people say, "I'm bored." Children learn boredom. I've never seen my children bored. I've never heard them say, "I'm bored." I haven't heard that. I haven't seen that. Let them run around and do what they want. You put them in a classroom for 8 hours a day in training and preparation to living a life of sitting behind a computer terminal for 8 hours a day, being bored stiff. Right? Really? And think that this is life. No, there are alternatives out there, people. Be creative. Be creative. There's alternatives. It doesn't have to be this way. And if that's the only message that you take from tonight, it's enough. It does not have to be this way. We have the power and the ability to change, and we have to do that. We have to change. And we have to listen to our hearts. Our prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Listen and take advice from your heart, even if others give you advice." What is your heart telling you about what you see out there? If it's not telling you that something's seriously wrong, then as a cardiologist, I would say your heart's dead. I'm not a cardiologist. I'm actually a cardiac nurse. So I spend a lot of time with cardiologists, and a cardiologist will tell you your heart's dead if it's not registering any movement. If there's nothing moving in the heart, it's dead. The physical heart and the spiritual heart. And if your heart is dead, then know, like the Quran says, "Inna Allaha yuhyi al-ardha ba'da mawtiha." God brings life to the earth after its death. And our scholars say the earth here also means the human heart. Our children's hearts can be brought back to life. It's going to take some serious measures. Resuscitation, sometimes defibrillation. But it can be done. They can be brought back to life because humans are amazing. They have awakenings. I had a car accident. That's what brought me out of a sleep that I was in. I had a very powerful car accident. And I was confronted with my own mortality. And that's why they don't want to tell you about death. They don't want to let you think about death. They want to fill your lives with empty songs. Empty. They'll replace real friends for friends on a TV sitcom that know nothing about you. That don't care whether you live or die. If you want to know if you live in a community, then somebody said the best way to assess that is ask yourself, will the person at the grocery store realize, if you happen to drop dead today, that you're no longer buying groceries there? That's how you know if you have any community whatsoever. Will the person that you buy gas from, will the person that does this or that for you, will they even remember that you were a person in their life? Because that's what's been taken away from people. We need community. We need community. We are communal beings. We're beings of community. Every religious tradition, the Sangha of the Buddhists, the Ummah of the Muslims, the Ecclesia of the Christians, every religious tradition has a sense of community, of bringing people together. And we're difficult to be with each other. You have to set aside differences sometimes. We're hard to be together. That's part of being human. It's learning to deal with that obstinate person over there and that contrarian over there. And you could be the contrarian yourself. And they're having a hard time dealing with you. But that's what life is about. It's about setting aside differences for a greater good. Coming together, listening to each other. We were at a poetry recital in New Mexico, and we had a spectacular night. Everybody read a poem, and we had a beautiful night at Darul Islam with all these teachers. And when we finished, I said that I would just like to have a moment of silence, I think, or a prayer for all those people out there watching television right now who are deprived of the joy of human companionship, of sharing poems together, of sharing thoughts together. And you know what? A man came up to me after he was a teacher, and he was almost in tears. He said to me, "When you said that, I just realized something. I've been spending the last 20 years of my life in front of a TV set every night, and this is the best time that I've had." And it's not, don't let it happen at Borders. Don't let them co-opt that, because they'll do it. They'll tell you, come down and have a poetry thing, and we'll even give you Borders poetry thing, and you can advertise us on the thing. Make your own coffee houses. Really, be people of creativity. Be people of creativity. And the thing I'll end on, two notes. One is, Don Taylor Gatto said they want you to be docile. They want you to obey orders. And it reminded me of a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which a group of men went out, and he put one of the men as an emir over the others, which is a leader on this journey. And this man, he was probably a humorous fellow, he told his companions, "See that fire? I'm commanding you to jump into the fire." And they looked at each other and they said, "The whole reason we became Muslims was to save ourselves from the fire. So we're not going to do it." He said, "I'm the emir, I'm the ruler." They said, "Well, let's go back and ask the Prophet of God." So they went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they told him the story, and he said, "La ta'ati li makhluqin fi ma'siyat al-khaliq." Never obey a creature if it means disobeying the Creator. Never obey a creature if it means disobeying the Creator. And I would put forth that we are in gross disobedience of natural laws, laws that are part of nature. We're in a state of disobedience, and we need to atone. Really, we need to redeem ourselves. All of these things that are happening on this planet, I believe that we live in a moral universe, that there's reasons these things are happening. There's reasons why the ozone has a hole in it. There's reasons why the weather is no longer like it used to be. There's reasons why you don't see birds and bees anymore in many parts of our lands. There's reasons why our forests are disappearing. There's reason why our lakes are poison and toxic. There's reason why our food now kills 20,000 people in the United States every year. 20,000 people. More than was killed in a year in Vietnam, in their own war statistics, are dying from the food they're eating. There's reasons for all these things, because we're out of balance and we've forgotten what the heavens are. The heavens are order, and we need to bring that order down here. And there are many ways to do that. I'm a Muslim and I'm committed to Islam, but there's people in here that have their wisdom traditions. And if those wisdom traditions are working for them, then the Quran says, "Ya ahl al-kitab, lastum ala shay' hatta tuqimu at-tawrat wal-injil." Oh, people of the book, you're not on anything until you practice your Torah, until you practice your gospel. Guidance has been given to humanity. Really, guidance has been given. And everybody agrees on certain basic things except the control paradigm out there. They're the only ones that don't agree. And the majority of people in Canada and America, the majority of people, according to the dominant paradigm statistics, believe in God, believe in an afterlife. So why aren't these things ever even discussed in our public schools? Why aren't they even discussed? So my advice to all of you really is, don't obey any creatures if it means disobeying your Creator. And if you want to know what disobedience to your Creator is, the Prophet said, disobedience to your Creator is what doesn't feel right in your heart. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. I thank you very much and apologize for going on a little longer than I probably should have. And I hope that you do what the Quran tells you to do, whether you're a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Muslim. The Quran gives a beautiful piece of advice, and it applies to every human being. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Those who listen to what's been said, and they follow the best of it. Thank you very much.